It's been 4 decades since the MOVE bombing. One of the survivors of the tragedy, Mike Africa Jr., has penned a first-person account of his life, the history of the MOVE organization, and his fight to free his parents from prison. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
Dozens attended Mike Africa Jr.'s conversation with journalist and professor Lynn Washington Jr. Thursday night at Temple University's Charles Library. Africa Jr. told WHYY News that he decided to write on a MOVE because it needed to be done.
The history of MOVE has been around for 50 years and nobody did it before. The idea of it never being done, it didn't make sense to me. So I felt like it had to be done.
Washington Jr., who has covered MOVE as a journalist for more than 4 decades, remembers being on the ground that night when the bomb struck. He told WHYY News that the incident has been, quote, conscientiously purged out of local memory and thus national memory.
The coverage has been a mile wide, meaning there's been a lot of coverage, but it was only an inch thick. It was stopped at a superficial level. Never really got down to try to understand the dynamics, both within the organization, as well as the contextual things that are going on.
On a MOVE is available now in both hardcover and audiobook formats. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.